detective was stood by the couch. When the smoke from a stove, he met his bushy eyebrow. First at the scene of the crime, never seen a scene with a more violent designer. Was an old tenement block, long abandoned and lost. On a lot that's been stranded by cops, where crime high, murder happens a lot. You still can't believe what he just stumbled across. All dark, innocent, barely bearable. Small apartment in the state, that's terrible. White carpet with stains irreparable. Blood spattered with brains spread across the living room floor and the sink, with a row of bodies in a line that stink. He counted all the bodies that he could, that's dead. His stomach started churning as he walked for the end. The blood up his soles, blood on his shoes with all steps he chose. He moves through the puddles, the body count grows. Two bedrooms, a bathroom, and one door that's closed. All of their stomachs exposed, organs exploding as if filled to blow. The stench is so strong he can taste with his nose, but it all feels so wrong like there's something he knows. Now it's time to do it. Open the last door and walk on through it. So he walks him to it. It's there like there's something that draws him to it. One hand on the handle, other hand on the rope. Door fell heavy, so he pushed right through. With a crack, it swung open and smashed the kid's toy of a pony, and it broke it in half. It's still fat. But the wall looks familiar. Yeah. It was before the divorce. An alcoholic problem that he started having before. It's like a different half of his mind just opened the door. He recognized the baby cradle toys on the floor. Heart started jumping in his mind some more. He took a few steps and approached the wall. Bent his hand over the side and saw the head of his son with a note in blood that said,